you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on. I wear the black for the poor and the beaten down, living in the hopeless, hungry side of town. I wear it for the prisoner who has long paid for his crime, but is there because he's a victim of the time. I wear the black for those who've never read or listened to the words that Jesus said about the road to happiness through love and charity. Why, you think he's talking straight to you and me? Well, we're doing mighty fine, I do suppose, in our streak of lightning cars and fancy clothes. But just so we're reminded of the ones who are held back, up front there ought to be a man in black.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. All right, so to conclude, this idea, you know, this preservation. I mean, I've talked about this in a variety of different ways. Back to Joseph Kinsey Howard real quick before we move on to the other stuff. Factitious disorder imposed on another. You know, I've said things like when they build a museum for you or for a thing, then you know that you're being euthanized, you know, in history, historically, you know, euthanized. Who was the guy that built the Bible Museum? What the heck is his name? I forget was that who it was? I don't think so. The big one, not Ken Ham. The new one that, you know, all of the all the news channels were talking about. What is his name? One of the big, you know, billionaire guys. Anyway, it escapes me. And that's really gonna bother me. Hobby Lobby guy. What the heck is his name? Anyway, that one, the big, no. And of course, Hobby Lobby has been at the forefront of the controversy. You know, you can't tell us what to blah, 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 as America is managed down and deconstructed, you know, as we are in the orchestrated, the, you know, you might say, you know, the climax of the orchestrated deconstruction of America. Yeah. I think it's David Green that I'm thinking of. Yeah. So anyway, that one, that Bible Museum, you know that you're being euthanized. It's not something that we apply in daily life. No, it's it's something that we create a museum for, or a mausoleum, as it were. So in similar fashion, you know, that's what the Montana study represented. Rockefeller Foundation funded Montana study. The good reason was, you know, it was an examination of life in small town Montana with the goal of identifying ways to improve the quality of life in such places and thus help ensure their preservation. Sure. The real reason was, again, as Jacques Ellul wrote, the study, like the city was from the day of its creation, incapable of any other destiny than the killing of the country. Isn't it fascinating that guys like Ellul say that the city and the country represent the same sort of juxtaposition as Cain and Abel? I think that's fascinating. So this is a, you know, pervasive and persistent theme. You know, you will find people in Montana that still say it's the last best place. They don't know exactly from whence the phrase derived, but it's used frequently, and it feels like a mausoleum piece to me. So, from the Wikipedia entry, finally, concluding with Joseph Kinsey Howard. Howard's second published volume was Montana Margins, a state anthology completed in 1946. The book is a thick collection of short fiction, poetry, and historic narratives covering the full spectrum of Montana's geography and history. The depth and scope of the book made it a model for later regional anthologies, you know, mausoleum pieces, such as the voluminous 1988 Imitation, The Last Best Place, a Montana anthology. So, the last best place that we're going to put to death, right? By William Kittredge. Anyway, enough of that. I want to get to this other stuff. Back to the COVID stuff, especially factitious disorder imposed on another. But first, let's go to the phones real quick. Tom in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yes, Chris, you've pretty thoroughly have covered the vaccine and the COVID-19 manipulation or fraud or hoax or whatever terminology a person can use, because there's so many people caught up in this. And there's innocent people here, but that's still, the knowledge is out there if they want to receive it. I'm going to put the blame 100% on President Trump. And the reason I'm going to do that is because he's had numerous opportunities, which you've exhibited on your program and what other people have at RBM, to bring in the, I don't know, you could call them experts. I don't necessarily call them experts. They're just knowledgeable in their field of work or study. And President Trump has ignored that opportunity to expose the manipulators and bring in people. And this goes back to March there, when former Congressman Ron Paul gave us information. Remember when President Trump called the meeting at the White House and he brought in all the CEOs from Walgreens and Walmart and Home Depot, and I think it was late March, wasn't it?
Well, I would say which time, but yeah, I think that sounds about right.
It might have been real early April, but he brought in all of these large corporate entities, And basically, they're, let's be honest, they're one world. You can call them one world government. You can call them one world religion, but they hate, basically, I think they either dismiss or hate Christianity. I mean, if somebody can provide me with some other information, you know, contrary to that, I'd be very interested in that. I mean, and this has been, I mean, this goes back, you know, it goes back to, you can go back to our CIA and the OSS when these people obtained power to literally overthrow governments, you know. So what I'm getting at here, if we refuse to, and people say, well, he, you know, he's being hoodwinked, he's being misguided, he's being, well, I mean, you're president of the United States. If the average person on the street is able to study these things and qualify themselves, then there's something seriously wrong with President Trump's approach on this particular issue. Myself, I don't know if you're I'm sure you're familiar with the book Plague of Corruption.
Mm-hmm.
By Judy Mitchewich.
Mm-hmm.
Just finishing reading that, and what everybody should do is at least read the foreword. I mean, she is one brave, intelligent, God-fearing woman, I guess. I don't know how else to describe her. There's many other doctors out there that are coming forward now. And have been. Of course, the news media has basically suppressed them. You know that. I know that. But I'm going to write in Robert Kennedy Jr. for president this year. If people read his foreword and what he's saying in there, and it's probably 10 or 12 pages long. It's a long foreword to a book. But read this man's love of the truth and how he introduces, you know, this book and those that are fighting for the truth. So, do you understand what I'm trying to say here?
I think so.
So, I just would recommend, in fact, not necessarily a strange thing, but something happened to me this morning, and I made a phone call to individual that I knew was pro-vaccine and pretty much pro Biden, I would say, and this is another great thing that the demonic have been able to do, and that's divide, just keep us in this constant turmoil against, you know, the right against the left, everybody is obsessed with his particular knowledge. But getting back to, so when I talked to the lady this morning, and I said to her, would you be interested in reading a book, Plague of Corruption by Judy Mitchewich? I said, are you familiar? Oh, she said, there is some vaccines out there that I'm skeptical of. I don't recommend. She says, I'm going to wait 6 months before I, and I said, look, that's fine. I said, can I send you this book And would you please, you know, take a look at it, study it, read the foreword by Robert Kennedy Jr., and just see if you... She has two children, are doctors. And she said, yes, I'll do that. If you send me the book, I appreciate it. I'll take a look at it. And I said, I'd be interested in any... If you can find anything that's contrary to, medical truth, or, if there's something deceptive in the book or contrary, or, I said, just please let me know. So there is, I think this is the way we have to approach people and try to get people to understand that no matter how, no matter your position, be willing to do what you do, Chris, and that's study it and try to address it from, the Word of God and Scripture, and but just from truth. I mean, because isn't God truth? I mean, isn't that what we as Christians claim? He's the truth, the way, and the light. So I would address one other thing if you would let me.
Sure.
As a Catholic, traditional Roman, right, Latin Catholic, I want to comment on Amy Barrett, President Trump appointing her for the court, and if we understand that Bella Dodd was a communist, and she, I believe, mm-hmm. in 1972 she testified before Congress. Now, I could be wrong; it could have been 73 or 74, but she testified before Congress on how the communist took 4,000 young men and planted them in the Catholic seminaries. And so that today, when we have this Masonic humanistic incorporation into the Novus Ordo, and she's a Novus Ordo Catholic, and so she's thinking her Christian Catholic theology is from this Masonic infiltration, which happened to the Catholic Church, basically the Vatican II, the Council from 1962 to 65, was incorporated the theology and changed the teachings or approaches, and she's as good as a, and I think she, be fair, I think she is pro-life. I think that, and that's fine. The problem is, if you're going to look at,
hold that thought, Tom. We'll come back to that after the break. Hold that thought. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
And I wear it for the thousands who have died, believing that the Lord was on their side. I wear it for another 100.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side. Well, there's things that never will be right, I know. And things need changing everywhere you go. But till we start to make a move to make a few things right, you'll never see me wear a suit of white. Oh, I'd love to wear.
All right, so we're on the phones, Tom in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Thank you. What I'm trying to go here, where I'm trying to go, Chris, is remember when John Roberts, Supreme Court Chief Justice, and we were all looking at Obamacare being overturned?
Okay.
And there was, yes, and there was this huge, even among the so-called conservatives and, he's definitely, he's one of us. He's a Christian, he's moral, he's going to be the deciding vote in this Obamacare. Well, that we know what happened there, and I don't. I'm assuming that it could be intimidated or blackmailed or whatever terminology somebody wants to use. So what I'm getting at this Amy Barrett, that's this appointment, this Catholic appointment, her theology is of the Novus Ordo. She's of the New Order Church, the so that she's thinking that it's she's not going to impose the Catholic doctrine or the stable teaching of the Church of the knowledge that of Scripture that there are four sins that cry out to heaven for vengeance, and of course abortion is or innocent life taken is one of them. So what I'm saying is, I can see many people being disappointed. And Mark Anderson wrote a nice article in American Free Press on her and gave her kudos, and that's fine. I'll write a letter to the American Free Press. But what I'm saying is, until we get people that hold fast and are willing to stand up for their belief, their beliefs and truths, like this Judy Mitchovich in her book, In Plague of Corruption, America's in deep doo-doo here. And we aren't, in other words, what I want to say is you aren't going to overturn that Supreme Court decision on 73 Supreme Court decision on women and abortion, because even if you have the Novus Ordo Catholic, and what's interesting is, and very few people see it, but I had called once before, and this Matthew Johnson wrote the book Russian Populist. He also wrote the book Third Rome. He wrote several other books. What is happening, and people don't see it, is the power is shifting to the East and Russia, and the in 1065 the Eastern Orthodox and the Roman Rite of the Catholic Church split. There was a split. Well, this is going. They're going to be reunited. Now, I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know that we can't. If we're going to say, "Make America Great Again," and our public school system is, there's 20 countries ahead of us in our public school system, our healthcare system, there's about 10 countries that are superior to our health system, or better health, or more efficient health. In other words, if we're going to continue to let the pharmaceutical bankers, news media that hate Christianity run America, Chris, we aren't going to make America great again.
Yeah, we're going to get more of the same. Absolutely.
You go here, but I do want to encourage people to pray for President Trump. Pray for that, and if you're Catholic, pray for this Pope Francis is of the Antichrist. He's not of Christ. He's of the Antichrist. So that we've got to, if we're going to call ourselves Christian, we have to start to, and if somebody wants to vote for the lesser of two evils, that's fine. You can do that. This has gotten evil. It's not just evil. This is evil. So that
progressively,
you can't.
Yep. We're headed into a break.
So,
thanks.
Thanks,
Tom. Much appreciated. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
On my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train.
Welcome back. You have to have a basis. You have to have a foundation. A foundation of knowledge, you know, starts somewhere. And, you know, to the allusion that Tom made in John 14, Thomas and Jesus are speaking. Thomas says, verse 5 reads, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So you have to have a basis somewhere. And again, you know, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 is interesting. And this is, you know, this is kind of a worldview conversation. And there's a lot that Tom said, and some of it may be divergent. There is a confluence of subject matter, I would say, definitely. But, you know, when it comes to Amy Coney Barrett, I'm not going to get into that too much right now. But you can see even from her Wikipedia entry that she is, you know, in her educational journey, she joined some of the fraternal or maternal orders, as it were, Phi Beta Kappa in particular. And, you know, the church, you know, speaking of what Tom was saying, just quickly, I mean, down in personal life, you can see she was raised in the Christian parachurch community, people of praise, an ecumenical covenant. And I've talked about ecumenism. I mean, there's this funnel, basically. And, you know, again, there's the, you know, books like the Union Jack that help sort of explain this. But what we have is this concept of, you know, going from pantheism and into ecumenism. In other words, you know, as long as we all believe in one God, then it's the same God, down into, you know, that'll all get filtered down, funneled down into the worship of the Antichrist. And that's the plan outlined in Pike's letter to Mazzini, for example. It's the plan outlined by the Lucius Trust in the work of the hierarchy and the plan of the hierarchy, etc. If you want a conspiracy, that's the real conspiracy. And it's, most people say, oh, that sounds crazy, because, you know, like Charles Baudelaire wrote, the finest trick of the devil is convincing or persuading you he doesn't exist. So anyway, on these fraternal and maternal orders, you know, from Wikipedia, for example, Phi Beta Kappa Society is the oldest academic honor society in the United States and often is described as prestigious one. Owing to its long history and academic selectivity, Phi Beta Kappa aims to promote and advocate excellence in the liberal arts and sciences and to induct the most outstanding students of arts and sciences at American colleges and universities. It was founded at the College of William and Mary, December 5, 1776, as the first collegiate Greek letter fraternity. It was among the earliest collegiate fraternal societies. So, you know, out of these fraternal orders, people are plucked, and, you know, people will say, I mean, basically, you know, we are led to believe in America that, you know, you this is how you get ahead in America. And you know, if you want to advance and climb the ladder, whatever, social, corporate, you know, whatever, these are the kinds of the ways that you do it. And I would say, you know, I don't know, at some point, you're walking divergent paths, you know. And I think that's sort of what I don't want to put words in Tom's mouth, but, you know, that's sort of what he's talking about. And so, sure, in one sense, you want to be an upstanding citizen, and the Bible speaks to that. But on the other hand, you know, where are your allegiances? Where are you storing up treasure and those kinds of concepts? Yeah. And there's some real interesting wordplay when it comes to these kinds of groups. So I'll leave that for later, but you know, speaking of, yeah, you know, the I guess the only thing I would include perhaps is, you know, when you, even on the Wikipedia entry, start to kind of chase this out a little bit, the Greek roots from which Phi Beta Kappa is drawn or derived. And, you know, in technology, Kubernetes is a big word these days. You know, it was originally designed by Google and now maintained by the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, blah, blah, blah. But what is this word? What does it mean? And what is the purpose of using this? Tell me if this doesn't sound familiar. You know, we've heard, just from the Wikipedia entry, Kubernetes, Greek for helmsman or pilot or governor, and the etymological root of cybernetics. So, you know, to me it's evidence of design and intention and those kinds of things, but I'm sure I'm just imagining things. So, speaking of Phi Beta Kappa, what did Aaron and Melissa Dykes have to say in these 100 secret societies prove who really rules America? A couple minutes of that. Go ahead, please.
But the Seven Society, Order of the Crown and Dagger at William and Mary, and all those that followed, are still not the earliest secret societies that appeared at American colleges, by far. The earliest appears to be the FHC, which was started at William and Mary on November 11th, 1750, at the Raleigh Tavern, also known as the Flat Hat Club. Why the Flat Hat Club? Because no member of the secret society FHC would ever tell what it stood for. However, it is believed to stand for Fraternitas Humanitas et Cognitio, which translates to Brotherhood, Humanity, and Knowledge. Its motto was Stabilitas et Fides, steadfastness and loyalty. And its badge featured a coat of arms on one side and a symbol that included clasped hands along with their motto, indicating that it was more than a mere social club. It cropped up just in time to incubate a generation of revolutionaries in which Virginia played an extremely significant role. It was many of the members of the FHC who were integral to the events that helped to spark the revolution. Just a few of the known members include George Wythe, Lieutenant Colonel James Ennis, and future Secretary of State under George Washington, Edmund Randolph. And one of the earliest members of the FHC is none other than Founding Father Thomas Jefferson, who tried to play it off later in correspondence, dated 1819, where he admitted that he was once a member, but wrote, "When I was a student of William and Mary College of this state, there existed a society called FHC Society, confined to the number of 6 students only, of which I was a member, but it had no useful object, nor do I know whether it now exists." In another letter written by Jefferson during the time that he would have been a member of the organization, was written in cipher, using Latin and code. A search through newspaper archives revealed a 1911 article in Richmond, Virginia's Times-Dispatch, which hints that the FHC never died out and was actually a precursor to the Phi Beta Kappa fraternity, typically thought of today as the first American fraternity, even though it was not founded until years later, in December 1776, when the revolution was just kicking off. Phi Beta Kappa also began as a secret society, but quickly spread throughout the country's Ivy League institutions, both during and after the Revolutionary War, and has today become one of the largest fraternities, no longer secret. It is believed by some to be a direct spinoff of Adam Weishaupt's Illuminati, which was founded the same year on May 1, 1776. Its original emblem features a hand that points through its motto to 7 stars, and the back of the earliest Phi Kappa member badges, which were in the shape of a 7-pointed star, had SP for Societas Philosophiae, or Philosophical Society, next to a date that some of the mystical initiated have referred to as the date of Illuminism. Many Phi Beta Kappa members served in the Continental Army. 17 became members of Virginia's House of Burgesses, or the Senate, or both. 8 became members of the convention that ratified the federal constitution, 5 became representatives in Congress, and 2 were U.S. senators. But decades after the revolution ended, when twice asked about Phi Beta Kappa in correspondence, Jefferson claimed he was an entire stranger to the society and knew nothing of its history or objects. The FHC has been referred to as the genesis of a great scholarly brotherhood of the numberless Greek letter fraternities, which had at the time of the 1911 article some 300,000 members at colleges and universities all across America, and which, quote,
right,
exert an...
Yeah, probably ought to have left that, you know, exert an immeasurable influence for the brotherhood of man. Anyway, you know, I think it ties in. So most people wouldn't imagine that, you know, that is kind of what's happening. And so, I mean, you pull people along in tow. Again, you know, the concept of the Kubernetes, the cybernetic helmsman, pilot, governor, steersman, you know. So this has been going on for quite a while, and somebody knows what's going on. Somebody's doing things with very intentionally. So anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Pat in Texas. Pat, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. It's a good show today, okay? But what I wanted to tell you is, I think, is there still a debate tonight?
It's my understanding, yeah.
Okay, because you'll be the last one I can tell this to. Okay, they're talking about this here prophet named Dana Coverstone, who yesterday, the 21st, excuse whatever, and he was talking about looking like lights hitting everywhere in the country, and it catch it on fire everywhere. One thing was there was a casket in the Capitol, and it had a calendar on the top of it, said December the 17th. And where everything was burning up, it went up in the air and it made a words discovery, and people in there didn't like that word. They were hiding from it, and they had their shoes off, and it went to the open part of the Capitol where they would have a casket. There was a casket there, and on it it said Democratic presidential candidate. And what else is important about it? I couldn't find my highlighters. I discovered this morning. Okay. But anyway, the main part was that it didn't have a year on the date. It said just December 17th. And everybody starts talking about the line of succession and what would happen if something happened to Biden right now, who would go blah, blah, blah. But I just decided to put in December 15th or 17th, whatever, 2019, and I found a video. And it was Biden yet. I guess he just won. I don't remember when it all happened. Anyway, they were this whole round, a big long table of people interviewing Biden, worse than any of our people have interviewed him. And he sat there and he said many times that he did not know that Hunter was on the board of Burisma. He did not know it. He did not know it. If he had known it, and even Hunter has repented and said, I did wrong. I did wrong. It sounds real convincing, but not, you know, this morning somebody used to work with him has come out and said, that's all true. But, I mean, not that, but that Washington Post newspaper is, I guess, I don't want to get into what that is, the Washington Post, okay? Isn't that right? Or is it New York Post, excuse me, New York Post newspaper. It's owned Well, I don't want to get into that, but anyway.
We don't have time anyway. We're running short on time.
I don't know. Well, I'm just going to say that tonight I think there's an audio. I mean, there's a debate, and the main thing that one of the senators said, they were in there at the casket barefooted. Their shoes are outside. They're running out of shoes. That's gospel piece, right, shoes? And they put the one senator put it on and started running out. And then he said, come on. And he tried to get them up the Washington Monument. They wouldn't come. They just walked over their shoes. Yeah. And so he ran back, and he just started close. And he said,
we're headed into a break. Pat, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back.
Ride on that long black train, but you know there's victory in the Lord, I say.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. Speaking of the debates and sort of the confluence of subject matter, the propaganda, the influence, the steersmanship, and so forth, you know, live election updates, that kind of thing. I think it's humorous. So the final debate this evening, Thursday, October 22nd, is to be held at Belmont University in Nashville, which was also the site of the 2008 presidential debate between Obama and McCain. But I think it's interesting, you know, you go to places like CBS, their little entry for one of the presidential debates, and you have this little deal. So, you know, how to watch, when, where, debate begins 9 p.m., runs 90 minutes, watch live on CBS television stations, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. But where is that little bit there that I saw? According to the Commission on Presidential Debates, all required testing, masking, social distancing, and other protocols will be followed. Kristen Welker, White House correspondent for NBC News and co-anchor of Weekend Today, is the moderator. And then this, the topics for the October 22nd debate will include fighting COVID-19, American families, race in America, climate change, national security, leadership, and then this little explainer. As always, quote, as always, the moderators alone will select the questions to be asked, which are not known to the CPD or to the candidates, according to the commission. The moderators will have the ability both to extend the segments and to ensure that the candidates have equal speaking time. While the focus will probably be on the candidates, the moderator will regulate the conversation so that thoughtful and substantive exchanges occur. It's a setup, you know. It's entirely contrived. So, anyway, it should be good political theater. Final moments, back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome. Lost Fred. Okay, well, obviously, we won't have time to get back to factitious disorder imposed on another, also known as Munchausen syndrome by proxy. We will get to that tomorrow, though. Tomorrow is Friday, and typically that's, you know, caller days. I'm going to try to get through that stuff in the first hour. Maybe we can field some calls on that in the second hour. And I'm trying to do things like today's broadcast, first hour in particular, I hope is kind of a different contextual lens or a different view of the landscape, you know, the terrain that we are traversing these days. And tomorrow should be kind of the same thing. You know, I think when you really look into factitious disorder imposed on another, and, you know, with an open mind, objective, open mind, you can definitely see the similarities. And, you know, how in true cybernetic fashion, we're being manipulated into basically being the sickly child of the psychopathic parent. But we'll talk about that more tomorrow. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.